This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Gary Demarest wrote a powerful story that applies to the idea of feeling anger toward God for what you have to go through. He said, "I was vividly reminded of the power of memory just yesterday. I conducted a funeral service in the cemetery where my dad was buried. So I walked over to my dad's grave after the funeral that I conducted was over, and I had a meaningful time of just being quiet. Many happy memories of boyhood times and adult years welled up from within me, producing happy tears and prayers of gratitude." He said, 17 years ago, I did a funeral at the same cemetery and I went to my dad's grave. But that day, 17 years ago, a year after my dad's death, I was filled with anger. My dad had worked hard all his life as a bus driver. He never had money for the lifestyle that I pretty much take for granted. For him, life consisted of long, hard hours with no material rewards. He always dreamed of going to Hawaii and taking my mom to Hawaii, but couldn't afford it. My dad, this is interesting, my dad would have been impressed with the luxury of many things that I call necessities. When he retired on his meager pension, he and mother were beginning to enjoy just a few simple pleasures for the first time in their lives. First time. A year later, he died of cancer. It all seemed so unfair. Why couldn't if they had some fun in their years together? In rage. Now this is angry, what he's describing. Some of you can't identify with this, but there's some of you that have a temper like this. You can identify with it. He said, "I was so angry in my rage, I cursed God and I kicked the headstone on my dad's grave. The corner of the headstone tore through the leather in my shoe and ripped up my foot." He was bleeding. "There I stood, bleeding, filled with even deeper resentment. As I limped away, though, my anger compounded with guilt, I was surprised that I sensed the love of God and peace surrounding me in spite of my hostility." Now that's interesting, when you can be so angry at God at a cemetery, curse God and kick the headstone with your foot, rip your shoe open and rip your foot open, and limp away saying, "But I sensed the presence of God and I sensed the peace of God." What do you call that? A miracle of God. That's what you call it. The hand of God on his life. I really believe that with all my heart. And you see, it all goes back to verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is the gospel for which I am suffering. Why would Paul tell a young minister named Timothy to remember Jesus Christ? It's kind of a duh moment. Why wouldn't he remember? Let me tell you, I need to be told to remember Jesus Christ. And you need to be told, remember Jesus Christ. For here's why. We can get so caught up in church, we forget about Jesus. We can be caught up in what we believe and what our traditions are and what we practice that we forget about Jesus. It is all about remembering Jesus Christ and everything he is and everything he does. We all need to be told, remember Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus would say this, If I'm lifted up, meaning in preaching and teaching and example, he said, I'll draw people to me. We think it's all about us. All we do is lift up Jesus, and Jesus said, I'll do the drawing. You just lift me up, but I'll draw people to me. And most of us, and a lot of preachers have forgotten that they honestly believe it's up to them, and it's not. We lift up the cross. We lift up Jesus.
Well, that's a lesson that all of us have to learn sooner or later. It's all about lifting up Jesus and his name and his power and his person, and he draws people to himself. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.